have been clashes, sporadic skirmishes between local armed groups and the government armed forces, the SCLA. We're also hearing reports of increased criminal activities, such as attacks on government officials' residences, looting of civilian houses, and also alleged rape being carried out reportedly by these armed groups. And the refugees themselves have said that in addition to their insecurity, there's fled due to food insecurity due to failed crops.
What is the UN doing to address the needs of these folks that are arriving?
In the case of DRC, they found that 90% of the new arrivals were women and children. They were in a pretty bad state. Their main needs were for shelter, food, and medical care. Now, the place where they arrived in an area called Bindi is 400 kilometers from the UNHCR's nearest office in Bunia. And it takes several days for our teams to reach those localities. Having said that, they found that the most urgent needs were for shelter, food, and medical care. They did find that most of the refugees were being sheltered by local families. On the Uganda side, they've stepped up the usual response. The arrivals this week represent a fourfold increase in the number of new arrivals from South Sudan. And basically, they're doing the same emergency response, which means relocating them from the border areas to the refugee settlements.
And you mentioned that 90% of those arriving are women and children. What are the circumstances that's leading to that proportion?
According to the reports we had, most men had stayed behind in South Sudan. That would possibly be because they are protecting their assets. These are people who are living in settlements. They were farming and by and large self-reliant. So it's most likely that they remain behind to try and secure, protect whatever assets they had. Having said that, many of the refugees said they would not return to South Sudan if there is no peace.
How concerned is the UN that this could be a trend that continues in the weeks and months ahead?
This is a disturbing trend. You know, we had great hope for the peace process. So this is a new front in terms of population displacement in South Sudan, and a disturbing trend at that. So we're very, very concerned. Also because affected areas are areas that were hosting Congolese refugees.